Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
All right, folks, thanks for joining me. Another show of Real Estate Realities here. If you have questions throughout today's show, feel free to reach out. 719-232-1063 is my cell phone number. Met with some radio listeners, Raquel and her husband, this last week, and we talked about something they can do with their adult daughter off of last week's show, and it's going to be about a year out. Great. You know, now they're putting together the game plan. And so I told him, I said, good thing you came in, because when the door opens next year, that's not when you have the conversation. You have it a year or two out and you get prepared. So remember that. Chalk up a game plan early, be on offense. We always talk the good, the bad. You know, I think this could be good because it's going to open opportunity for people who have not had a chance to buy an investment property at a good price. And that is, the markets are misreading the Fed. And we heard this last Wednesday from Jerome Powell and the minutes that there's one more rate hike and then they're holding. So, you know, the stats we saw come off Wall Street this week, which are a joke, Matt, because they talk about inflation down, but it doesn't include food and energy. I mean, you know, it's hilarious to, that's kind of the two main things. I heat my house, I get food. So they're missing the boat on that, and rates will continue to increase. Prices will continue to come down. Then the real negative here, folks, is the second consecutive month with negative rent growth. This article was published October 3rd, 2023. Rent cool down is widespread. Negative rent growth continued as rent fell month over month in September in 85 of the nation's 100 largest cities. And we felt that here in the Springs for sure. Apartment vacancies are back to above pre-pandemic levels. So here's the conclusion they had in this article. September 0.5% rent decline puts us squarely in the rental market slow season and keeps us year over year rent growth at 1.2%, right? And you look further, the apartment list national vacancy in 2020, it was at a peak of 7.2. 2021, 4.1. Those things were flying like hotcakes, our rentals were. And now, July, it is up at 7.3, peaking even further closer to 8 now. So what does that mean? Don't be a bozo when you're listing your house for rent. Don't be the person who's trying to get peak rent at the worst time of the year. You're going into Thanksgiving, Christmas. You're trying to get peak amount of rent. Get it $200-$300 lower. Get a renter in, because these people who go, look at me, I got $3,000. It's sat vacant for 2 months. I go, well, you could have rented it for $2,700, had it filled day one, and you would have more money. You know that, right? Than whether you rented it for $3,000. It's the same type of people at the cocktail party who brag about their 3% mortgage rate on a 30-year mortgage, and they think they're getting over on the bank. The real winners are in the corner going, yeah, I got a 15-year mortgage. That's where the winners hang out. We are going to talk today about best home improvements to get more rent. I am going to bleed over into the second half, though, and talk a little bit more about what's going on in the real estate market here locally. Colorado Springs, Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities, The Property Group, 719-232-1063. Throw me a question over the break. We'll be right back.
Are you ready?
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
We're back back into it here, folks. Matt's busting my chops late. The standards are high here at KRDO. You want to have somebody hold you accountable, you come in this studio right here. You will get held accountable. Here we go. Let's talk a little bit about the article on interest rates now. And so I pulled this article out. It's another great article here. The housing market and interest rates are getting a lot of good news now, and the quality of the content's gone up so much because it's on people's forefront of mind in the market right now. The highest mortgage rates in 23 years are dragging down home sales. Sales of previously owned homes in 2023 are expected to dwindle to a rate not seen since 2011 with a lower U.S. population. Ching Chang, economist research lead at real estate brokerage firm Redfin, estimated that a total existing home sales in 2023 would amount to around 4.1 million. Folks, there was 6.2 million in 2021. Transaction count is plummeting. Since about 2008, the year Lehman Brothers collapsed, remember that, and sparked a global financial crisis, sales are unlikely to pick up much next year. With mortgage rates staying elevated and higher, the freeze is on with mortgage rates and home sales. They think we're going to hit 4.1 million by the end of this year. We'll barely get to 4 million. And next year, it's going to be 2.5 million. No one's selling. That's why prices aren't going to completely tank. And so I'm going to go into that here. We're seeing a lot of houses, 100-plus days on market, 1,425 existing single-family homes on the market here in El Paso County. That's up roughly 18% since last month. But we're still historically low. When I got in this business 10 years ago, you were talking 4,000 homes on the market, right? And a glutton of new builds. Even the new builds are behind. That's why I told you. That's why someone like Warren Buffett is investing long-term in new build construction. So long-term, no major crashes. We know that. But there's pullback. And maybe next year, 10% decrease in prices. People are going, the bottom's falling out. It's 08 all over again. And it's so sad because they can't look back 5 years and look at the big picture. And that is 47% appreciation in the last 5 years here in El Paso County. And some of the zip codes have seen even 60, as high as 60%. So let's do some math. Prices come down next year. Let's go dramatic. The worst it could be, right? They come down 20% next year. Let's do some math here. 47 minus 20 gives us 27%. Divided by 5 is 5.4%. Folks, that's a healthy real estate market. 5 to 6% appreciation yearly is phenomenal. And that's what we're getting. We average 5.4 if the market pulls down 20%. It pulls down 10%, we're looking at an 8% return appreciation. But it's like gas, Matt. Matt, you know, when Trump left, it was $1.50. And now they get it as high as 420. And now if you can buy 3.25, you're doing cartwheels because we're so stupid as consumers that they raise it up so high that you go, oh, I'm getting a great deal. Well, people can't remember all the great appreciation they had and their houses doubling in value, that now there's a slight pullback and sellers are pissed off and people think the real estate world's coming to an end when you can't take a bird's eye view and look at the last 5 years. Gotten spoiled. So look at the big picture. Things got carried away. You have interest rates of 2, 3%. That's what happens. It puts fuel on the fire. Now I'll get into the best improvements here for your house to get more rent. Things you can control to put money back in your pocket and doing it in a smart way, right? So number one, curb appeal, folks. Water bills are through the roof. We're struggling to get tenants to water because the water bills are so expensive. And if you're going to take money off of landscaping for grass or anything that got damaged, you're not going to win in court. You cannot take a security deposit for that. Welcome to Colorado. It's desert climate. You can't expect your tenants to water into the winter, right? Zero-scape. I've done it with a ton of my properties. Rock, mulch, zero-scape the yard. That's number one. That can do a world. The first thing people see when they get out of the car and meet you and you're showing them your rental property, first thing they see, what's the landscaping look like? And that sets the vibe. Sets the vibe for how they're going to treat your property, too, and how they're going to respect your property. Number two, stop being an idiot when the hailstorms come around. I mean, people get hail, and they just go slap a new roof on. If It can be repaired. It doesn't have to be replaced. You know, just like your credit score, you have an insurance score. And they look at how many claims you pull. And that's what affects your rate. I'm repairing roofs now. I'll just repair some of the shingles. You can do that. Is it watertight? That's fine. I got hail damage on half my rental properties. It's not affecting the tenant. It's watertight. We've made some repairs. And those of you who complain about your insurance rates are some of the same people who call your insurance company right away instead of in calling a roofer to look at it. Bing, there's a hit on your insurance score right there. Your rate's going up. And you're the same people that the person comes out and you go, yes, I got a brand new roof. I'm winning. Like your renter cares if you have a new roof. Like the buyer even cares. Tell a buyer, hey, I have a new roof. Yeah, we don't really care. You get a new roof every 5 years in Colorado. So, especially if you're buy and hold, try to keep that roof repaired, get the longevity out of it. And, you know, if you can do the class 4, class 5 shingle hail resistant, that is a good idea. Helps get a deduction on the premium and will help when you do get smaller hailstorms. When do you want to pull a claim? Great example. I had a client of mine, vinyl siding, house got peppered, windows got damaged. I'm like, dude, you can rehab your whole house. Stucco, windows, roof, gutters. That's $50,000. Some of you are taking the insurance company for a ride at $12,000 for a new roof. Wait till you get $50,000 and it's worth it. You make the claim, it's going to be hit on your record, whether it's $10,000, $12,000, or $50,000 from the insurance company. Make sure it's worth it. No sprinklers. Now, I'm not telling you if you have sod to go rip it out right away, but slowly. If you get a tenant who trashes your lawn, maybe a good time to just shut down the sprinkler system completely, right? Zeroscape it. You pay for sprinkler turn on, turn off. You have leaks, busted heads. Tenants mowing the lawn. They bust the sprinkler head, right? Fences is another thing. This is such a hidden cost of rental property. Is we have all these crazy windstorms and fences fall down. They fall down again. These cheap wood fences, especially the ones the new builds put up. Cheap wood slat fences. And to put up a new fence, you're talking $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 with the price of wood. It sounds terrible and it sounds cheap. Put up a chain link fence. The thing will last you forever. And maybe you put Rust-Oleum on it. You spray it black. Looks sharp. Right? Plant some ivy around it and grow up around the fence. I just listed one on Pepperwood this week. $329, hell of a buy. On the east side, his fence has all this beautiful ivy growing on it, right? So we see it all the time. Fences going down, fences going down. Get into the chain link game. Isn't that an oldie, Matt? There you go. I love it. I love it. So we're on the exterior, and the last bit I'm going to leave you on the exterior, prohibit your tenant from putting salt on concrete. Put it in the lease, remind them, and then also give them bags of dirt or whatever it is, kitty litter. There's certain things people use, right? Salt kills concrete. That's where you see the scalping, you see it deteriorating, that is salt. And you get these people who get up out of their jammies and they go, I'm not shoveling, but I'll sprinkle the whole bag of salt out and it just kills your concrete. And concrete is very expensive. People don't think about this stuff. Fences are expensive. Concrete's expensive. Retaining walls are extremely expensive. Yet you get people go, how's the roof? How's the roof, huh? Oh, it's got a little bit of hail damage. Well, you didn't look at the driveway. You didn't look at the fence. You didn't look at the retaining wall. Smarten up, okay? We are going to go to a break. Then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about ways to transform the kitchen, the master bath, things that are valuable repairs where you're going to see a dollar-for-dollar return, if not more, when it comes to renting your property. And you better take note now, and you better work on improving your rental property because 8,000 multifamily units coming on the market. There's a lot of competition. I just told you rents are declining 2 months in a row. So I'm telling a lot of my owners, and it's pissing some of them off. You better start updating. Guess what? You didn't tell me that 2 years ago. Well, 2 years ago, there was 20 people waiting in line to rent your property. Why would I tell you to update then? And you're at the peak price of construction. Now, construction prices are coming down. You're going to pay half of what you would have paid in 2021. And now we're seeing we have to compete. But yes, before we didn't have to make all those updates. Questions over the break, 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. We got to get to a commercial break. We'll be right back here. You're listening to Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities. We'll be right back.
Turn it up. Hear a knock on the door and the night begins. Cause we've done this before, so you come on in. Make yourself at my home, tell me where you've been.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes. And
welcome to my house. Baby, take control now. We can't even slow down. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house.
All right, folks, we're into the last segment here. And a lot of valuable information. And if you're just joining us, you missed some, go to Cairo News Radio, look up Real Estate Realities, got all the past podcasts on there, try to give you the valuable content so you can succeed in making passive income when it comes to real estate locally, right here in Colorado Springs. That's right, folks. So we go inside. We already hit the curb appeal part. We go inside. The first thing you want to look at is the kitchen, folks. So transform the kitchen in an affordable way. You got a lot of people who just spend a ton of money and it doesn't give any return. So I just listed a property on Nyla, Pronghorn Meadows, beautiful property. And they put in transformation granite. It looks like the neat real thing. And it honestly wears better. And it's less maintenance than actual granite. Number one, beautiful decision there. They put it right over the current countertops you have. Refacing cabinets. That one I told you on Pepperwood. Go online and look at Pepperwood. Let me look it up real quick because, oh, there it is. Boom. 2290 Pepperwood. I just got a showing request in on it. So it popped up on the phone. 2290 Pepperwood. And look at the kitchen cabinets because those are like original and they literally look like they're brand new. If you don't believe me, you don't believe what I'm saying, 2290 Pepperwood Drive. Look at the kitchen. My buyer sanded and painted them, right? You can put slow close on for like $200-$300. People think it's so cool that their cabinets close slowly. You know, I'd want to put cabinet speed ups on mine so they speed up and close faster so people can't see all the garbage in there and how unorganized it is. But people like slow close. You can put that on. You can reface the cabinets. Do not do tile. People drop pots and pans. It cracks tile. We're dealing with one right now on one of our rental properties. Justin, we can't match the tile. It's from 15 years ago. Well, we got to rip it all out. I mean, what are we going to do? It's terrible to deal with tile. Throw in LVP. It'll have longevity big time for you. And then another thing you can do here easily, we go in so many houses for rent that have the old light fixtures, the old goldish brass looking light fixtures, 20 years old. Folks, go to Home Depot, spend $100, update the lighting. I'm not talking you have to put in all new recessed lighting. Update the lighting, higher wattage bulbs. So many rental properties show dark and they're in the light fixtures and doorknobs you can put in, turn the whole thing around completely for a couple $100. Appliance packages. I got mine on Green Dot. It's half the price of anywhere you'll see in town. And what they do is they bid all the consumers against each other nationwide. Mine came from New Jersey. Legit, totally legit. You can get LG, Whirlpool, Maytag, Bosch. $2,000 for a stainless steel package. So get it done. Spend the $2,000. It's a capital write-off too. All these things are write-offs. Okay, that's the kitchen. There's some advice on the kitchen. You can do some creative things too if you install it correctly with stick-on backsplash instead of doing tile. But you have to install them correctly. People don't install them correctly. So there's that. Some people may not like that. Let's cruise into the master bath. So do the kitchen first. Master bath. If you don't have one, find a way to put one in. My good friend George Raley, we helped him buy a house over on 8th Street, and it didn't have a master bath. And we took out a closet and put one in. And then we bought these cool hipster-looking closets from IKEA because the room size wasn't bad. We added a master adjoining bath. That's $300-$400 bonus right there. People are going, yeah, I want my own bath. I don't want to share with the kids. If you can add a master bath, do it. I think Marty did it for like $9,000. Added a whole beautiful master bath. Awesome shower. I mean, the thing was killer for $9,000. So if you get $200-$300 more, that's like $3,000-$4,000. It pays for itself in 2 to 3 years. But when you go and update it, so whether you're going to do this and take my advice and add a master adjoining bath, or whether you're updating, listen here. Do not do tile. Do not do a tile surround in the shower. That is stupid. People think, oh, I'm going to upgrade it. It's going to be nice. Maybe for your personal residence. But you know what, tile? Caulking issues, mold issues, water behind the tile, right? Here, you know, here's another one that we get all the time. Got to cut out the tile to get behind to the plumbing. The bath inserts are amazing. They look beautiful. My parents put one in their basement, and this was like 4 years ago. I said, those are so cheap. I can't believe you're putting it in. They put it in. It looked unbelievable. And my dad goes, well, yeah, we don't have to ever worry about caulking again or, you know, tiles getting loose. And that's where, look at water issues in your house. That's where problems lie, is there where there's water issues, right? While we're talking master bath, get an exhaust fan that's pumping. Get a new one. Yeah, and Matt's saying if you do have to get behind the wall, they're easy to remove and put back in. But the other thing is, these exhaust fans, a lot of the older homes don't have them. People get mold on the ceiling. They go, oh, there's a moisture issue. Put in an exhaust fan, okay? It'll go a long way. If you have room to add a double vanity, do it. Don't put any tile in your master bath. LVP and a bath insert. It's the way to go. Let's see now. We're going to work our way. The other bath, I mean, same thing. Don't use tile. The full bath isn't as important. That's where the kiddos are. If you can add a double vanity, cool. But Formica, you know, countertop, real basic stuff is fine. Sometimes it's worth it in the master to throw in some granite because you're talking a small slab or you get a granite vanity for like $300 to $400. You know, you want the parents are the ones paying. Dime it out a little bit in there. Make them feel good. You know, they're not as concerned with the kiddos. They just want it to be clean. It doesn't have to be fully updated, right? AC, big time bonus. AC. I mean, we talk about competition, renting stuff out. Holy Hannah. These 8,000 all new multifamily coming on the market, you think they all have AC? Of course they have all AC. You need to put AC in your unit. And now is the time to do it. Because instead of paying $6,000 in the middle of the summer, you're going to pay $4,000 now because guess what? They're not putting in AC systems. So get them in the off season, right? It's huge benefit to you because our units that don't have AC, we struggle now, especially on two stories. I mean, two stories get really hot. So look into getting AC. Garage or carport, if you don't have one. Some of the older homes downtown don't have them. Look at putting in a carport. People freak out when they move here from out of state about having somewhere to hide from the hail. As if they think it's never going to hail when they're at work. Because that's what I laugh about. People are all hell-bent on getting a garage, buyers. And I go, hey, do you have covered parking at work? No, why? Oh, so if it starts hailing, are you going to drive home 20 minutes and park it in the garage and you're going to be safe? I mean, it is kind of funny in a way. People think if they have a garage, they're never going to get hail. But that's a consumer, and that's who we're renting to. So, yeah, it only hails when you're home, right? So that's who we're renting to, and if it makes them feel comfortable, let's do it. And a lot of them are out-of-staters. They just hear the horror stories. Get a garage. Get a carport. Big takeaways. Big takeaways today. Curb appeal. Don't get claim happy on your insurance. Zeroscape. Kitchen transformation. Do it on a budget. Master bath. Get one. Get an adjoining master bath if you can. Okay? LVP over carpet. Much more longevity, folks. You're getting rid of the odors. You're getting rid of stains. If it busts, you can have extra pieces. You can clip out, clip in. We talked about exhaust fans to prevent mold. Those are just some of the hot points I'm giving you. This is stuff I'm doing with my rental properties. I'm helping my clients do it as well. And sometimes it's sad because people come to me after the fact and they go, I spent all this money putting in. I had one client who never called me and they said, I put in, ripped out all the polybutylene, put in new plumbing and ripped out the Federal Pacific panel and put in a new panel for $8,000. It was like $16,000-$17,000. And he says, do you think I'll be able to rent this for more now? I said, absolutely not. And you can rebuild a Federal Pacific panel. Polybutylene plumbing, it has issues where there's high chlorine in the water. Guess what we don't have here in our water in Colorado? Chlorine. But they read something online. So be smart, folks. That's why I did the show for you. I want you to be successful. Whether we're managing your property or not, or I'm selling you properties or not, I want you to be successful. Use the gifts God's given you. Be a blessing to somebody else. And have a great week. We'll be back here next Sunday, 10:30, and again at 1. Justin Hermes, 719-232-1063.
Falling too fast to prepare for this. Tripping in the world could be dangerous. Everybody circling as vultures. Negative, nepotist. Everybody waiting for the fall of man. Everybody praying for the end of times. Everybody hoping they could be the one. I was born to run.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.